mayor report, and a discussion, or needed legislative discussion, or session rather, by Matt Phillips, followed by a report on discussion of pending Senate House bills. Matt?
Mr. Chairman, members, I'm gonna be brief on number five, report possible discussion on the legislative session. Hit about three main points. First of all, Senate Bill 3, which is the big omnibus Senate water bill, is moving through the process. It was heard in House Committee, so it's passed the Senate, so we're in the House, it's heard in House Natural Resources. The most recent hangup on it has to do with the reservoir designation portion of the bill, and the question of if the state is going to designate reservoirs, does the bill also need to include in it some mechanism to provide for fair and just compensation for landowners who are in those designated areas? I think the House is gonna push for the bill to include something like that in it, so that'll be an issue that's gonna have to be with the two bodies. It's quite possible that if that can't be worked out, the reservoir designation part of the bill might come out, so that is one option, so we'll continue to monitor that. Another recent development, the Senate recently passed its version of the budget, committee substitute House Bill 1. Of note, Chairman Aver was really influential, worked on a lot of articles on that bill. One of the bigger ones he worked on was ensuring that at least in the Senate version of the bill, the state's portion of the state water plan is fully funded. So money for general obligation bonds was put into the Senate version of the budget to ensure the Senate. And this would probably be the first time that the state has ever, through general revenue, dedicated money to the state water plan. So it's a very big deal, and Chairman Aver was really influential. Another bill of note is Senate Bill 1491, which is a cleanup of the complex disclosure bill. It is moving, it has passed the House, it's over in the Senate, it's gonna make that process a lot easier. So we're watching that, and I'm sure it's not gonna have any problems passing, unless it gets hung up in the long game at the end of session. Lastly, Senate Bill 1163, which is a board reduction bill, has been heard in Senate Natural Resources, and is currently pending its potential for about a week and a half. That can be called up at any time, it's subject to the discretion of the chair. But that bill does not have a House committee, so it's only a Senate bill, it's still gonna go through the entire process in the House. And so with that, I'll pause for questions on general 80th legislative session stuff, not on the one that next.
It's something obvious in this thing, if the Senate has the bill, and it's, you know, it's passed through, I thought there was already a deadline for all bills. So the House hasn't done one yet, so what is the status?
There's kind of an unspecified deadline for bills that don't have a companion in the other House. For it to have a really good chance of passing, it was likely that it needed to come out last week. So, you know, coming out any later than last week is gonna make it not tough, it doesn't have a companion on it, so.
Does it have a sponsor or anything?
Not my own.
We're waiting for a report on the most important.
Yeah.